Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is our new time of 10 o'clock. And this is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. My co-host, the Fat Man Rob Fatone, has decided to join us tonight.
Yo.
And we are joined by a very special guest, a man that I not only consider a friend, but a brother. Somebody who surprisingly has never been on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Dre Jacobs. Dre, how's it going? It's been a long time, my friend.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How's everybody doing?
Doing good. So let's get into this real quick. Tell our fans and what the heck is all that background noise? I have a feeling I know what it is, but. We're going to temporarily.
Hey, I can't understand you. I can't understand you right now.
Did that help? Can you hear me now?
Yes, actually.
Well, that was the fat man's phone that was making that horrible noise, so... So we will let him figure out how to kill that background noise, and then he can message me or something if he figures it out. But let's get right into this. Tell our listeners how you get started in professional wrestling. We always like to jump off there with new guests who have never been on the show before.
Here you're going in.
Huh, I'm going in and out. How did you get started in the wrestling business? Let's start there.
Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. I hear you loud and clear.
You're going in and out over here, so hold on 1 second.
Okay. Okay, for the third time, tell our listeners how you get started in professional wrestling. That's how we usually start with new guests who have never been on the show before.
Well, I started training in 2008 under Mountain Killer at the Sorg Opera House. How I found it was I used to live in Grand Haven, Michigan, and I built a very pretty, positive life there. I was still a kid. I was still a teenager. I had friends, and I had a girlfriend and all that at the time. And for me, I was pretty, you know.
Hello?
And we all. My funk was wrestling, and that's, you know, I remembered being a kid. That's all I wanted to be was a wrestler. You know, I remember wrestling in the playground or in the backyard with my brothers and all that in my old neighborhood, and, you know, growing up talking about what we wanted to be.
Are you there? No, of course not. Rob, you're back on the air.
What the hell, Ace?
Hang on, we got... Gray, you're back on the air. Apparently your call dropped. I didn't even notice it.
You gonna blame my phone for screwing the show up, Ace?
The background noise was killing it, dude.
Eat a bag of rotten dicks, Ace.
But Dre, you are back on the air.
No, he's not, Ace.
Says he is.
Can you hear me?
Well, we're. I hear you now, yeah.
All right.
Apparently not anymore. That's that Verizon for you, people. That's Verizon.
Pretty sure it's not Verizon. I have Verizon and I hear everything just fine.
So you can hear Dre talking right now?
No, I can't hear Dre talking. But I
hear
you just fine.
Everything just fine.
But I hear you just fine.
Fine, I can't.
Dre's phone keeps cutting in and out for some reason.
That's that Verizon, I'm telling you.
I can hear Rob fine. Like, he comes through crystal clear.
That is very weird.
See, I got that Metro. Is he still there?
He's still here. Go ahead and continue with your story, Derek.
Say again?
Go ahead and continue with how you got started in the business.
Because
if anybody missed that, I want them to hear it.
Sorry. I'll just keep it.
See, Gray keeps cutting in and out on mine.
Do you hear me all right?
So, you keep cutting in and out on my line.
Wow. See, everybody else is coming in clear now.
Yeah, Dre.
Now you're cutting in clear.
Cutting in and out.
Hey, let me try something real fast. I'll be right back.
Lift your leg up at a 45-degree angle while rotating on your pivot foot.
And he's dropped again. Any listeners to the show who may not have listened ever before, we do not normally have these kinds of issues on the show, but while I have a minute, I will announce that the next 2 weeks of Matt Chat have already been scheduled. Guests have already been scheduled. Next week, we will have The Last Outlaw, another one of my favorite people. And then the following week, we will have up-and-coming female wrestler Shauna Reed on the show. A graduate of the Cody Hawk Training School.
Drunk Ace couldn't get Sammy Heights.
I didn't try again. I gave up. When someone ignores you long enough, you decide to give up.
But Ace, you should be used to that. So is this going to be the show right here? Just, you know, us kind of sitting here waiting on a guest?
Well, we're waiting to see what Sir Jacobs does, and he is back on the line. Welcome back, Gray Jacobs. Hopefully our phone issues. Now I hear you loud and clear.
Awesome. All right. Old-ass phone.
Those are always the best.
Sorry about that, guys.
Hey. Phone issues happen all the time. Trust me, I know.
I was just sitting here making fun of Ace. It's cool.
So, if I could continue, where did I leave off?
Oh, please
something
do.
About,
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Grand Haven, right. Michigan.
Yeah, so I left Grand Haven. I left Grand Haven, Michigan, because my family had to move because of work, and I was miserable. And I remember wrestling was my safe haven. It was the only thing I wanted to be. I came into I moved into Middletown, and I hated the place. You know what I mean? Like it was to me, it was terrible. And there was just nothing for me there. And one of my friends actually told me about the Sorg Opera House and how XBW and RAM and HWA were all running at the Sorg Opera House. So my mom took me there when I was 15 to go check it out. And that's where we met Mountain Killer and Mayhem, or Danny Adams, however you know him as. And I remember, funny story is I remember the very first day we walked in there, Sergeant J-Rock dislocated his shoulder taking a move at a practice. And my mom was, you know, being the mama bear that she is, she was like, oh, hell no. But I really wanted to do it. To me, wrestling really saved my life. So she went ahead and paid the training fee, and then ever since then I started training. I started in August of 2008. So kind of kept into the local scene for maybe 3 years between RAM and XBW. At some point, Saw broke out because the Sorg was being shut down. So we went to Saw, and SWA was a thing at the time too. So I worked there. I probably worked for maybe like just three or four, maybe five little promotions, all in that time. Nothing really too major, or nothing that really stood out at the time. So. For the first couple of years, it was pretty boring. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it's the gateway to living your dream. So there was that. I was excited for that.
And fast forward a few years, and here you are.
Yeah, I really took some major steps to bettering myself. I in 2011, when certain things happened with a certain company, I'm not really going to get into that. I got into all that a long time ago. It happened with a certain company. You know, I was shut out. I was thrown out, and I felt like, you know, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? I was still young in this business. I never really had to deal with something like that, the politics like that. And All I wanted to do was wrestle. So this company got rid of me, and it's like, where do I go from here? What do I do from here? Not knowing that, you know, you can always go up because you're at the bottom. You can always, you know, the only place to go from the bottom is up. So Mountain actually talked to Dave Crist about giving me a shot in HWA in 2011. And I made my debut against his brother, Jake Crist, in September of 2011. And earned a spot, and ever since then, I was kind of rolling with Dave, and he was really cool. He was getting me booked in places in Indiana, like D1W and CCW, along with HWA, and he was doing everything he could to get me into CZW, but there were some issues with myself that I was still developing, such as coming into my own and gimmicks and my look in general, that held me back from that. And it was a missed opportunity on my part. And for the longest time, I rolled with Double P Tom McClain at 1CW, maybe in, you know, for a good 3-4 years. Within that whole time frame, 2008 till 2013, maybe 5 years, I guess. I don't know, I can't count. And I was pretty solid with him at that time. So I wrestled for 1CW when it was at the old flea market or at the Hindu temple, and when it was down in Franklin until it ended. But until 2013, I was there regularly. I was a regular there. So I was bouncing back and forth between 1CW and HWA at the time. And eventually HWA shut its doors for a little bit. And a lot of those guys went to Rockstar. And I had my first baby on the way. My first son was on his way. So I went back home. I moved back to Michigan to focus on my home life, which I thought I was going to have so many people against me. Like, I thought, you know, people are going to be like, well, you left the business and all that stuff. But really, everybody was very understanding, you know, because you have to put family first, you know. Especially if you're going to make a job out of this, you have to realize that everything you do, once you have a kid in this business, everything that you do needs to be for them. So in 2013, I went back home. I spent some time helping raising my child. And then maybe 2 months later, it was back in the ring. And all the opportunities that I had lined up for me were gone. You know, those opportunities don't wait for you. Which is, you know, I had to find that out the hard way. You know, those doors are closed. You know, somebody else is going to walk in and take that. So, but fast forward a couple more years, I've been doing everything I can to put myself back on the map. There's a couple of places I've gone and a couple of people I've met that have really helped me. One of the major guys I need to give a shout out to is Malcolm Monroe III, or Double M3. He's based out here in Michigan. Him and his father, DBA, part of the Monroe family dynasty, they gave me an opportunity. They took a chance on me that nobody else would for a while. And because of that, I broke out here in March of 2016, and ever since then, I've been getting more opportunities to do what I love. I've been going other places. I have the Philippines and Canada in my grasp soon, so that should be fun. Be officially an international wrestler, so that'd be fun. And I also got to give a shout out to Alcatraz from UWA, because when I came back home to Michigan and I didn't know where to start or anything like that, he gave me He gave me an opportunity to showcase myself and do my thing. So, you know, just so many guys that have helped me out, and I'm very appreciative of all of it, and I'm very appreciative of everybody who took a chance on me. I know I used to be a hothead and everything like that, and I think as I'm growing older in this business, I'm only like 23, but as I'm growing older in the business, I'm humbling out, and I realize, you know, what this business is and what it's worth, and what it needs to be treated as and everything like that. So I've definitely grown in the last few years, which to me I'm proud of, and I'm really proud of myself and my accomplishment, my personal goals that I've accomplished throughout the last couple of years. So.
Well, I know I've known you for the last 6 years, and I can definitely say I've seen a positive change and major growth in you, and I can definitely say I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And that's the number one thing. You know, you go from being this kid who thinks he's on top of the world to realizing that he hasn't even scratched the surface. And the more you look at it, the more you just want to do to get better. And I feel like, you know, if you're not wanting to get better, if you're not wanting to succeed or grow or go places, then you're never going to be anything, you know. One of my biggest fears is not being remembered. And in order for me to even be remembered, I have to be worth remembering. So I've really taken the steps to, or at least I think I've tried to take the steps to bettering myself. So
Rob, you want to, so that I don't steal your stuff, you want to jump in here?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Ace.
You want to let Mr. Jacobs run the gauntlet?
I feel like I've done this interview before.
You may have. I wasn't there. I didn't get to hear the whole thing.
I think ours were more based on the opinions of wrestling in Ohio and not necessarily Dre Jacobs in itself. But, yeah, there's something around there.
Well, actually, I'm going to be honest. I didn't prepare any names because I couldn't think of different names.
Of course you didn't.
All right. Well, then I will go ahead and I will give some more shout-outs to guys. And I think you guys should check these guys out. If you don't know who they are, I suggest, you know, I recommend looking them up. They're really cool guys and everything like that. Really talented and also trying to break out. One of my best friends now, who's really shown me a lot, he's been in this business maybe 2 or 3 years now, and he's grown so much since I've known him, and he's incredibly underrated, and he does everything that he needs to do, and he's still underrated, and he just wants to break out. But, you know, even when people don't take a chance on you, you just keep going. Louis Perez, in my mind, is the most underrated rookie of 2016. I believe that he is very talented. There are things that he does need to work on, but he is very talented. He's his heart's in it. You know, he trains every chance he get. He, you know, takes every opportunity to be in the ring. You know, this guy has taken off his shoot job just to you know, wrestle for a company for $20. So he's missed out on, you know, paydays and things like that with his shoot job so that he can go wrestle for $20. He can go wrestle for maybe a hamburger or something and a quarter tank of gas, but just to be in the ring. And to me, you know, that's how you start out. That's what this is about, because that's your heart and your passion of what you want to do. And, to me, that's what indie wrestling is you start off small wrestling for, either for free or for hot dogs or you know, maybe 10, 20, 30 bucks.
Hot dog and a handshake.
Say again?
Hot dog and a handshake.
Yep, hot dog and a handshake. And he really busts his butt, man. He's really good. I suggest looking him up. I've had a couple of good matches with him. He just recently competed in Toledo's NOW's Uprising show against Marcus Everett, who's another really good guy. Both these guys are just, you know, for how young they are in the business, you know, just the talent that they have is amazing. Another guy, you know, there's actually a group of guys you need to be on the lookout for. But another guy that really stands out to me is Trey Miguel. I don't know if you guys know who Trey Miguel is. He just recently broke out with the OI4K, so he's with them now. But this kid, you know, he's another one of those guys that just has all the fucking talent in the world. Excuse my language. All the freaking talent in the world. And, you know, he's got a shot now in CZW and all that, and he's going places. And it's just, you know, these young guys who are me included, because I'm a young guy too, but these young guys who are just taking over and really trying to showcase what they have to show this new style of wrestling, this new generation of wrestling for what it is and for what it's worth. And it's really cool to finally see guys like him and guys like Louie to get an opportunity to do some things and to go some places. So I doubt that they are, but if they are listening, just want to say that I'm proud of you guys. Keep it up.
I see what you did there. It's kind of funny.
I must have missed something. Oh, well.
A little over your head, Ace. It's cool.
I'm only 5'6". Most things are over my head.
Yeah, well. While we got dead air, I'd like to advertise that this Thursday, Roger Ruffin will be on FWO Radio.
I still hate you.
How have those been going? How did the Damian Katz segment go?
Oh, the DDK show went pretty well. My Cody Hawk show went pretty well. Ace Diamond kind of ran off the Road Warrior Animal off one show, you know, but.
Oh, man.
His exact words were, "Ace was hokey."
What?
He called Ace Diamond hokey.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess since Ace isn't going to ask a question, I'm going to go ahead and ask a question.
I was waiting for you to ask a question.
You've actually helped me move up to Michigan and get into that area, meet some people. And what would you say to the younger guys that could possibly be listening into this to get out there? And how would they go about getting out there?
Well, the number one thing is that you have to be humble. You have to stay humble no matter what, because it doesn't matter what you can do in the ring. You know, if you can flip, that's cool. If you can wrestle, that's cool. If you can out brawl anybody, that's fine. But, you know, promoters are looking for something to invest in, and they also want to make something that will better their company. And really, you know, you could have all the talent in the world but have a really crappy attitude, and that could just ruin it for you. So the number one thing is to be humble. The number two thing is to help out, is to always pay your dues, because, you know, like I went into XICW Proving Ground 8 years in, you know, by no means do I see myself as a veteran, but I don't see myself necessarily as a rookie either. But I went into XICW Proving Ground as a rookie. You know what I mean? I was sharing a locker room with guys who were maybe 1, 2, 3 years into the business. There was one guy who was like 4 months into the business. And I'm sharing a locker room with these guys, and I'm like, oh, wow, you know, like, it's going to be easy. But everybody helps out. You know, everybody helps put up the ring. Everybody helps take it down. Everybody helps put up chairs, set up, tear down, things like that. You know, they help push the shows. And it's something that's lacking in some places. A lot of young guys forget, you know, that you can't just have 2 weeks' worth of training, get your first match, and believe that you're a superstar, because, you know, that's what's going to get you hurt in the business real quick. That's what's going to hurt you in the business because of your attitude and how you look at yourself. You can't build an ego 2 days in when you have so much more to do and so much further to go. With that being said, the third most important thing to me is to just train, to keep training. Always, you know, if the opportunity presents itself to be in a ring, be in it, because you're gonna learn. And that's the number one thing to me, is you want to continue to learn. The second you lose that need to learn, is the second your ego builds and you think you know everything, and next thing you know, you're getting your butt kicked in the ring because, you know, you came off the wrong way to somebody or something like that. But you're never as good as you think you are. You can either be your own worst critic, or you can be your what's the word I'm looking for? Your worst
enemy?
Not enemy, but like someone who feeds your ego. You know what I mean? Nobody feeds your ego like yourself. So I mean, you can be your own worst critic, or you can be Nicholas Davidson. Which is something you don't want to be. Rob said it first. Rob said it first, all right? I just so happen to agree. But to me that's shots fired. To me that's, you know, you gotta be humble, you gotta help out, and you gotta train, because there's always gonna be somebody that's better than you. No matter how good you are, there's always gonna be somebody that's better than you, and you have to keep training and keep learning to stay relevant. So to me, those are the three most important things, you know, for a young guy to do to get out there. Also, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Don't be afraid of rejection. This is the wrestling business, man. I mean, there are so many people that are trying to get in, and there are so many guys that just give up after, you know, somebody says no. You know, I bothered the management at XICW for probably a year, just bothered them, just literally spammed them with footage and emails and messages of, hey, can I get on a show? I would like to get an opportunity. Hey, let me come in and help out. Hey, let me do this, let me do that. Bothered these guys forever until finally, you know, eventually one of two things are going to happen. They're either going to block you, or they're going to say, all right, fine, we'll give you a shot. Because they, not only are they annoyed by all your messages and emails and things like that, but they also see your determination. You know, okay, if he's this determined to just get an opportunity, how will he be when we get him in the locker room? You know, so just, you know, you need to show your determination. You need to invest in yourself. You need to see some worth in yourself. So don't be afraid of rejection. There are, you know, you're going to get a thousand of no's before you get maybe one yes. And once that yes comes, use it and take it and run with it and show all those no's that they were wrong. And then eventually it's like a field of dreams kind of thing. You know, you got to build yourself. If you build it, they will come. You know, eventually you'll get that breakout moment, or somebody will take a chance on you And then all those people that said no, we'll see what you did. Next thing you know, they're going to be blowing up your phone and your messages and things like that. So, but yeah, stay humble, pay your dues, keep on training, because there's always going to be somebody better than you. And don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Don't be afraid of rejection. You know, fear is the number one thing anybody has to overcome, not just in this business, but in life. And if you're afraid of rejection and if you're afraid to put yourself out there, you're never going to go anywhere. So you have to overcome that fear. So to me, those are the things that you can do to get out there more. Also, just, you know, bust your ass. Treat this like a business. Because that's what this is. This is a business, you know. And that's another thing a lot of young guys tend to forget. You know, they see it on TV and they think, oh, I can do that, or I want to be that. And then they get their moment, you know, to you know, start training and things like that. And they either think it's easy or they think it's hard. And they don't realize that there's so much more than just, you know, wrestling at your local gym or bar or anything like that for free in your neighborhood. You know, it's more to it than that. There's so much more than that. And really, you just got to keep, you got to keep wanting to go forward.
No, I've heard a couple of guys, in the back say, oh, well, I only take select bookings and I won't work for any shows that, you know, I don't deem fit. And then you hear guys that say, well, you got to work them all. You got to work the bad ones to get to the good ones. And where do you stand on that?
I totally agree with working, you know, you got to work the bad ones to get to the good ones. You have to weed everything out, you know. You can't just, especially going into the wrestling business, you're not going to automatically get into that good company, you know. You have to be something worth watching. You know, you have to be something worth seeing. And how you do that is you start off small, you know. Now, there are some companies where it's like you see people and they're like, oh, I would never work there. You know, those people are already, you know, in a good place. They don't need to lower themselves. For me, it's more of ring time than anything, you know. I went from being in probably 8 shows an entire week, you know. I'd be in the ring, like, every day of the week, and then I'd have, like, 8 shows altogether without the week. And I went from that to maybe doing, like, 2 shows a month. It sucks, really, because it feels like you're not accomplishing what you want to accomplish. So you go out and you do these quote-unquote bad shows or anything like that. And really, all I was looking for at the time is ring time, you know, because, you know, I want to see what works at these bad shows. And if it works at these bad shows, maybe I can take it and use it and be seen and then use it in these good shows. And, you know, people will enjoy it and things like that. But I strongly agree that, you know, you don't start off at the top. You don't start off in the good. You have to start, you know, at the bottom. And, you know, I'll work a couple of shows here and there that people will be like, oh, I wouldn't be caught dead in that show. And I'm like, that's fine, man. That's you. You know what I mean? That's not me. But you do need to be careful. I feel like you do need to protect yourself at all times. No matter what show you're at, you need to protect yourself, especially at these minor shows, because there are guys out there who do only train for like 2 days and call themselves superstars and don't know anything, and then you go out there, you get dropped on your head, you're paralyzed, you know, and then what are you going to do for the rest of your life now? So always protect yourself, no matter where you go, whether it's a good show, bad show, great show, you know, whether you're at, I'm not trying to drag these guys' names through the mud, whether you're at Tough Pro Wrestling or whether you're at WWE, you need to protect yourself, you know what I mean? You need to know how to protect yourself and things like that, because anything can happen. And the quality of the show will always change, but it's the drive to better yourself. And as long as you're bettering yourself, as long as you're learning from your experiences, I really think that's all that matters.
That was rude.
I would agree with that 100%.
Okay. Now, a while ago, I sent you a video of a quote-unquote jobber's battle royal.
You sent me that?
I sent you that. And you said you'd already seen it, and you said it was hilarious.
I might have. When was this?
Yeah, now the question I have is, do you condone the beating of people who just don't get it, or do you feel that we should try to help them?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the gauntlet that older man against the backyarders. Here's my thing with that. There are innovators and then there are imitators. And there are guys, like I said, there are guys out there who want to learn, who want to get better, who go out and they find, you know, they'll come from the backyard and go and find a reputable trainer and then start their career, you know, the right way and start training and paying dues and all those things. And then there are guys who, again, this is just, you know, something to do on the weekend. This is something they see on TV and think to themselves, oh, we can do that way better than they can. And they go and they hang out and they beat each other up on trampolines and stuff like that. But they have no drive to actually go out and get better. They have no drive to go out and do something. They're lazy, or they already think that they have what it takes, or they're too good or something like that. And those guys, the guys that you just can't, you know, you just can't get it through their heads, you know. There's only one other thing you can do, and hopefully it works, and it's to show them that this is no joke, that this business is not a fucking joke. It's not a hobby. It's something to do on the weekends. It's not something that's easy whatsoever. This is a job. And, you know, just like any job ever in the world, you have to train, or you have to be trained to do that job. If you walk into some place with a high head, with your chin up high and your ego is, like, through the roof and you're egotistical and everything like that, thinking that you're better than everybody when you have no idea what you're doing, I think you deserve to get your ass kicked, especially if you don't listen. You know what I mean? If you don't listen to what people have to tell you to help you in this industry, you deserve to get your ass kicked. I.e. Nicholas Davidson, shots fired. but, yeah, I feel like I wasn't there. I wasn't a part of that locker room. I don't know the story. I don't know those guys that were in the match with him. I enjoyed watching it. I thought it was hilarious.
Right.
Any professional in this business wouldn't just take it upon himself to beat you up for no reason. I believe that they deserved, there was a reason why they got what they got, the treatment that they got. And if that is the case, then I'm sure that, you know, they deserved it. I'm sure that either one or two things happened. They either got it through their heads and started doing things right, or they didn't. They went back to their yard and continued to hit people with light tubes and jump off their trampoline and things like that. So, you know, unfortunately, you can't help people that don't want your help. No matter how much you want to help them, you can't help people that, you know, don't want your help or feel that they don't need your help. So, i.e. Nicholas Davidson, shots fired. That's going to be a reoccurring thing, I'm sure. That'll probably be trending at some point. We'll see that on Facebook. But anyway, I believe that there was some reason, you know, they did something to deserve that kind of treatment from that guy. I can't remember his name. It'll come back to me later. But I've seen him before. He's a great guy. He's very talented. I feel bad because I can't remember the guy's name now. But I think, you know, depending on what the story was in the back, depending on if these guys, you know, came off that way and, you know, deserved to get their ass kicked, you know, I feel like he was in the right. You know what I mean? Like, do I condone, you know, beating guys up who are untrained? No, I like to give guys a chance. You know what I mean? Which I'm sure, you know, is something this guy did. But, you know, again, it goes back to it all goes back on to the other guys, you know, if they want to learn and if they want to better themselves and if they want to take this seriously. And if they don't, then this is no place for them. You know, this business is no place for them. And that's, you know, you've got to train, you got to be humble. And, you know, that's going to be a thing I'm probably going to say throughout this whole thing. But that's number one, you know, those are the number one things. You got to train, you got to be humble, you got to take this seriously. Because if you don't, you're going to get your ass kicked, regardless. I.e. Nicholas Davis from Top Fired.
Before I get interrupted again, give me your top three breakout indie stars for 2016 or 2017.
Top breakouts for 2017. All right, so Trey Miguel, Luis Perez, and Jesus, tough one. There's so many, you know what I mean? There's just so many guys that I've met in just this last year who are so deserving of a breakout moment. But I've always had faith in Tony Evergreen. You know what I mean? He's hot-headed at times, and he can be a little bit of a prick, but at the same time, he's so talented, and all he wants to do is show people that he doesn't want to be pushed around. So I say 2017 is another one for Tony. Tony's breakout year will be in 2017 if he can keep his head on straight. But those are my three picks: Luis Perez, Trey Miguel, Tony Evergreen.
I got to throw Desmond Xavier on there.
Here's the thing about Dez, though. Dez, he's already broke out. You know what I mean? He's already gone places. You know, you see him wrestling regularly in Ohio and Florida and Philly and Chicago and Indiana. And I believe, I'm not exactly sure, but I believe he's in the UK this upcoming week. This week. I'm not sure, though, so I'll have to get back to you on that. But But he's broken out. You know what I mean? He's already broken out. I believe he's got to be the number one success story for Middletown or Franklin or whatever you want to call it. He's got to be the number one success story in the past 2 years at least, because, you know, this is a guy who he was a part of the military. He's always loved wrestling. He's been in some phenomenal matches. And he's still so young in the business. You know, I think he's maybe 4 or 5 years in, and he's already in, you know, he's already in places that guys who are 10 years in wish that they could be in. And the things that he does in the ring are just amazing. You know, like, And it's not just his high-flying, but it's his work ethic and his look and how he carries himself and everything like that. And it's just, you know, the kid's amazing. He's an amazing dude. You know, everything he does is, you know, he conducts himself so well and carries himself so well, and he treats this business the way it should be treated. And, you know, he's definitely, you know, 2007. If they do another CWC in 2017 and Desmond's not on it, I'm going to be very disappointed. I will cancel my subscription. You know,
wow.
Because well, he deserves it. You know what I mean? The kid deserves it. So.
But we've got less than
Go ahead.
We've got less than 10 minutes here, and actually my computer has frozen, so that's going to make things really interesting. I just lost my train of thought.
I've saved your show again, Ace.
Say again?
He said he saved my show again. He kind of has, because I just lost my train of thought, and I had a really good question, and I lost it. I'm going to have to start writing this shit down.
You don't write it down?
Yeah, not really, no.
Don't feel bad, Ace. I don't write nothing for my show down either.
Well, that's why you guys have
anyway.
Of course, then again, my show has listeners.
I have listeners. I just don't know how many since my computer froze. Let's see if I can try this.
Well, he's trying to fix this. I was getting ready to until you interrupted me.
Sorry.
Like I was saying, while he's trying to get his inferior technology to work. Dre, let's hear about some of the places you're going to be over the course of the next few weeks.
Oh man, there's so many. Hold on, I actually have a schedule. First time in a while I've actually had a pretty decent schedule. October and November are pretty much stacked for me. October 8th, I will be at XICW's Best in Detroit 17 in Clinton Township in Michigan. The very next day, I'll be back in XICW Proving Ground on October 9th in Warren, Michigan. October 15th, I will be in Toledo, Ohio for Northwest Ohio Wrestling. Mountain Killer and I will be taking on another team to determine the first ever NOW Tag Team champion, so that will be fun. I had another one. I believe I had another one in October. I believe there's a UWA date in October. I want to say the 20th, but I might be wrong. Maybe the 23rd?
Yeah, the 23rd is a Sunday.
Okay, then it should be the 23rd then. So UWA in Saginaw, Michigan on the 23rd. November 4th, I will be in Middletown, Ohio for the Crave event in Middletown. I don't really have details on that yet of what's going on, what I'm doing, anything like that. So we'll have to stay tuned for that.
That's my birthday. I'm going to be drunk.
Well, I believe it's at a bar, so if you want to come hang out.
It's my birthday. You think I'm coming around a wrestling show on my birthday? You think I'm that stupid?
You should do it anyway. I will believe you. How many chops you get? Actually, here, I found my schedule. Oop-de-doo. October 23rd will be UWA in Saginaw, Michigan. November 4th, I got my dates reversed. November 4th, I will be in Toledo at the Now Uprising show, where I will be taking on Trey Miguel, which is a match I've been waiting for a while. I faced him before in 2014. He was good then. He's so much better now. I'm so much better now. So I can't wait to have that match. That'll be a barn burner. Probably be my match of the year.
Now, real quick, you say this might be your match of the year, but I want to know Dre Jacobs versus Paul Virtual.
my match with Paul Virtual was. All right, yeah, okay. So me and Trey will be a contender
for match of the year. A match of the year so far, the match to beat this year is definitely me and Paul Virchow. My personal goal is to beat that match. That's, you know, because that match was amazing. Usually I get in the ring now these days and I'm blown up in like 5 seconds and it sucks and everything like that. And I really prepared for this match. I really, you know, put everything I had into this match and I hung out until the end. And we went, you know, probably a good 15, 20 minutes of just, you know, hitting each other, you know, as hard as we could in the face and throwing each other on the mat and everything like that. And he does that European style so well that, you know, and that's the style I've been studying here lately is just the European style of wrestling. So that was, to me, that was really, that was a really big learning experience. But yeah, I believe that might be my match to beat, actually. So here's seeing if me and Trey can top that on November 4th in Toledo, Ohio. November 5th, I will be in Crave wrestling in Middletown. So be safe. And then birthday shop. Again, I don't know what's going on. I haven't gotten a word or anything like that of what I'm doing yet. November 19th will be another Toledo, Ohio show for Northwest Ohio Wrestling. November 20th is XICW Proving Ground. November 25th, you can catch me in Hamburg, Pennsylvania. I will be making my IWA debut along with Tony Evergreen, so that will be cool. And then the very next day for IWA, we head to the Monster Factory in New Jersey. So
nice.
That'll be fun, too. So, yeah, I mean, the next 2 months, you know, they're looking really good for me. There's still some available dates. And for any promoters or anything listening, you can hit me up on my Facebook, Dre Jacobs. I'm not a hard guy to find for booking info and everything like that. And if you need any... if you need any footage or anything like that, that too is on my Facebook. A link to my YouTube page, full of matches and highlights and promos and tribute videos and things like that. So, a lot of dates still available. All of December is still available. So,
well,
yeah.
We are about out of time, so I want to thank Dre Jacobs. I want to thank you, brother, for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for doing it on WR
again.
Radio.
Yeah. We got to do this again for, you know, one time when there's, when the phones are working and stuff like that.
Absolutely. So, I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
And
so much
better than Nicholas Davidson, i.e. shots fired. Nicholas Davidson.
But I want to thank Dre Jacobs, and I want to thank my co-host, and we're out of time. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to FW Radio.